Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration still pressing lawmakers to agree to a huge economic stimulus package to help American workers and businesses make it through the coronavirus crisis. But reports are some lawmakers are not warm to the idea of simply sending checks to Americans and pumping bailout dollars into the many sectors of the economy that are suffering from lost income. The Trump plan would give most working Americans $1,000 to $2,000. That is more governors are ordering dramatic new measures to try to stop the spread of the virus. Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan banning gatherings of more than 10 people, and he's upset at folks who are flouting such orders.
Some people are treating this like a vacation or a spring break with parties and cookouts. If you are engaged in this type of activity, you are in violation of state law.
This is USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom taking very dramatic new action to stop the spread of the coronavirus outbreak, ordering residents to simply stay at home, except to go to the store for food and essentials and to pick up their medicine. Meanwhile, the Department of Defense doing its part to try to help the nation through the crisis. Here's the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, this morning.
DOD has been busily supporting the interagency whole-of-government effort that's been ongoing now for several weeks. We are contributing to this effort by adding manpower, medical equipment, supplies, our own researchers who are pursuing vaccines and therapeutics, the Army Corps of Engineers, and as you mentioned, the National Guard. And we now have over 4,000 guardsmen in 31 states deployed, helping governors and the people of those states.
Esper speaking there on Fox and Friends. U.S. Senator and former Democratic presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand has announced she's endorsing Joe Biden for the party nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day we were talking on other business. He says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
More now on the coronavirus and how it could affect the economy. Globally, the United Nations is predicting as many as 25 million people are at risk of losing their jobs because of the outbreak. And here in the United States, this morning, Goldman Sachs is predicting that more than 2 million Americans are going to file first-time claims for unemployment benefits this week. To put that 2 million into perspective, on an average week during good economic times, the average number of first-time claims hovers around 200,000. A home explosion in Detroit overnight leaves one person dead and two others injured. That home's on the city's west side, and Detroit police say when they got there, a 46-year-old woman at the address told them she was lighting a crack pipe when the blast occurred, although it's not clear whether there's any connection between her activity and the explosion. A 42-year-old man was seriously burned. She received minor injuries. And a 65-year-old man was killed. Several other homes nearby sustained some damage as well as a result of that explosion. And Domino's is working hard to provide a slice or two of comfort during the coronavirus quarantine, but it says it needs about 10,000 extra hands to do so. The pizza chain announcing it's hiring at a time when more businesses are closing. Part-time and full-time delivery drivers are needed, as well as pizza makers and managers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is Fox commentary expert, I will say, exactly. Liz Peek joins us now. Liz, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, Liz, I'll tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm about fed up with this coronavirus thing.
I know. It's tiresome and scary, and I think that we've gotten really bad information about it from the get-go, and that continues. I mean, WHO, the World Health Organization, came out today and declared it a pandemic. No kidding.
Yes, you know, right.
That's really getting ahead of the curve.
Right.
But I think, you know, looking around at what's going on around me in New York, I'm kind of appalled to see so many 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds running around stocking up on toilet paper and storing tuna fish and acting like the world is coming to an end. For those people, there is really almost no risk. And for their kids, there's no risk.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we do know some of the data coming out of China, South Korea, Italy. We kind of know who is at risk here and who is not. And it really is older people, mostly, or people with truly compromised immune systems who have to be careful. The rest of the world should go about living their lives because they're going to be fine. And what is offensive to me, Bill, I got to say, I think in the beginning the media was kind of hyping this because everybody knows that the economy is very important to Donald Trump's reelection, and they were thrilled to see something come along that could kind of topple that. But they've really let it go too far. They've been irresponsible. And now it would really be great to see the mainstream media interview people who have been through it, who have been in the hospital, who had this bug, and now are home, right?
Right, I mean, exactly.
When have you seen that story? In fact, I talked about this so much at Fox, they finally did interview some people who had been sick and are well. What people don't know is that there's 70 or 80,000 people who have survived this thing.
Yeah.
So it isn't inconsequential. The president has been wrong, I think, in trying to dismiss it in the beginning, but it's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a part of the challenge for Donald Trump, Donald Trump's a business guy. I mean, Liz, we're business people. Business people don't, you know, swim in the negative end of the pool.
He definitely doesn't.
Right.
I agree with that. He likes to look at everything being positive. He's a great salesman. That's kind of really what his career has been all about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. But right now, we also need sort of steady guidance at the top.
Right.
And I think he has not done a great job. Yesterday, obviously, markets got really rattled that the president and his financial team did not reconvene and lay out a proposal on a fiscal stimulus of some sort. Frankly, I don't know if that's going to make any difference whatsoever. I think the minute we get some good news in, by the way, there is some good news. I mean, if you care to look at the data in China and South Korea, we have definitely seen a downward spike in new cases. And it's not, I mean, in China's case, okay, let's not believe them. They lie all the time. But the truth is South Korea does not.
That's all, they only lie when they're moving their lips, Liz. Come on, let's be fair.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, I think we can take some solace in the idea that social distancing does work. It does begin to drive down infections. And also, importantly, remember that there are two sides of the economic stress here. One is consumption around the world, not only in China but elsewhere. And the other is production, those supply chains in China that got totally fouled up because everybody was told to stay home. That is beginning to melt away. I mean, satellite photos show that the pollution level in China is picking back up again. That's very positive, as terrible as it is for their air quality. It's
right.
Positive because it does denote some return to industrial activity. Also, I was looking at some trucking data. There's a bit of good news in terms of shipments beginning to increase, which again kind of goes to a little bit less stress on the supply chain. Well, that's good news. I mean, let's support the good news. You know, nobody's talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you said, the Democrats, mainstream media, and et al. Are doing everything they can to bruise up this president, and they know the economy has been a solid advocate and indicator for President Trump's reelection. So, you know, they're pulling everything out, including the kitchen sink, and they're throwing it to Donald Trump and the voters to see what sticks. And of course, Rahm Emanuel made it clear: you just don't let, you know, a good crisis go to waste. And the Democrats are taking full advantage of it, but it's not helping us. It's putting people, you know, overly concerned about this, as you say. You know, we've had experience. I mean, in a lot of ways, you know, this is similar in a sense as the flu, not quite yet as dramatic in terms of the amount of deaths and how many people are affected by the flu every year. I mean, the numbers are, you know, we're not even close to that yet. But, you know, we've been able to every year get through and deal with the flu. And interestingly, the same people that are vulnerable to the flu are the same people that are vulnerable to the coronavirus, are they not?
Not quite, because actually young people are quite infants and toddlers are quite vulnerable to the flu. They are not at all vulnerable to the coronavirus. This really is something that targets old people, as does the common flu. But the good news is kids are okay. You know, there has not been report of one child dying, and there have been very few who have been seriously infected. So I think, you know, moms with little kids, I don't know why the schools are closing. Obviously, it's a social distancing thing, but in reality, the schools are probably about as safe a place for these kids to be. The other thing I think that's important to note, obviously, the other shoe to drop 2 days ago was this oil price war, and that is serious. It's another huge industry that's getting whacked. And even though, yes, there's a dividend for American consumers in terms of lower gasoline prices, there are problems in the credit markets and shale credit and all this. And again, what I just was reading an article back, I think in November of last year, when oil prices were $60 and Saudi Arabia was forecast to have a budget deficit in this year of $50 billion, 6% of GDP. That is not acceptable. They can't survive. Everyone talks about how Saudi Arabia, oh, they can survive this because their cost of production is like $3. Well, who cares? They need revenues, folks, because they've made a huge amount of commitments, as has Russia.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
People.
Yeah, I was going to say, Russia's in the same boat, are they
not? Yes, they are. They are. So, I mean, we have to kind of, again, instead of just falling out, you know, jumping out the window in anxiety about this, let's look at the data here. Saudi Arabia, MBS, the reason he's locking up some of his cousins is because this is a pretty darn risky move for him. It will not go well. People are not going to be happy if their economy really goes into free fall, and that's kind of what it looks like it's going to do.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think we're learning also, you know, I've said often that experience defines preference. And what China has threatened to do in terms of these biologics, this is a dangerous ground in which they're treading, are they not?
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Well, we've got to go, Liz, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Liz Peek after this.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek, continues with us. Liz, as we were saying, we just cannot trust China. And the threats of what they threw out there this past week regarding, you know, the control of medicines. I mean, all this technology that basically the United States gave them, they helped themselves to, they stole by taking intellectual property and on and on, as you said, they have not been fair-minded by no means, and to threaten withholding key ingredients in medicine that we may need down the road, I don't think that's going to fare well for them, and I think Donald Trump has heard them loud and clear, and this could not bode well for them down the road.
Oh, no. I mean, it's over. I really don't think that shareholders are going to allow companies, as I said, to become overly dependent on China in the future. They should never have been so dependent on China. But the allure of cheap wages and huge market, and the fact that this, as I said, this is a criminal enterprise. The fact that they will punish journalists for telling the truth, even their own journalists for telling the truth, the fact that they will steal intellectual property, that they will punish companies. One of the reasons companies have not been pulling out of China faster is you get punished for doing so, that you won't be allowed back into the country. I was listening to somebody on Bloomberg News this morning, and I believe this 100%, but I don't have proof of my own about it, that companies that have money in China are not able to get it out. I've heard this before. I don't know any American company that will fess up to it. But I have I've written about this for 15 years. Over the years, I've heard so many horror stories about the authorities basically just making it impossible for you to transfer capital, to close a business in China, to open a business in China. It's a really bad place. And Xi Jinping has taken a bad place and made it truly scary.
Yeah, something like the Hotel California. Once you're in, you can't get out,
huh? Yeah, it's really bad news.
No. Let's talk the stock market. What a ride it has been. Coronavirus, a political season. Wow. I mean,
and oil prices.
Oil prices
are a big thing. I think that the big surge yesterday was, it just seems like weeks ago, was because there was talk that the oil minister in Russia was hinting at renegotiating this whole thing with Saudi Arabia. The market went hugely up on that. This, I think, is more profound than people are really paying attention to. It's not all the virus. It's also this oil collapse, which, it's just a tremendous negative for a big, big industry. And also, by the way, will lead to a plummeting rig count here in the U.S., less production, less income from all those activities. The left absolutely hates our oil industry, but the truth is it's a feeder for an awful lot of revenues and income to a great many states. So this is bad news. I'm sort of surprised that I think President Trump talked to MBS yesterday, wasn't it? And I am a little surprised that Saudi Arabia hasn't made any move towards conciliation, not on our account necessarily, but let's face it, we are supposed to be their ally, and this is undermining an industry in this country. If that's really their target, let's drop the pretense of being allies.
Exactly. Well, even though the left doesn't like it, I mean, you imagine if we have, a Joe Biden administration right now, Liz, we would be in so much trouble. I mean, we'd go, it's almost like we'd go back to the 70s one more time with Jimmy Carter, would we not?
Well, I'm very worried about Joe Biden on so many fronts. Certainly, I spent half a day looking and reading all about his platform the other day. It's not a moderate platform. No. It is very left-wing. And were it not for Bernie Sanders being in the race, Joe Biden would be the progressive in the race. Whether it's a $4 trillion tax hike, a $1.7 trillion spending program for green energy, you kind of go down the list, hundreds of billions of dollars being thrown every year at all kinds of new ventures. Maybe a lot of it wouldn't get through, but the truth is the inclination is Obama era on steroids. More
exactly.
Spending, more regulations, more disaffection of our own industries, et cetera. This is a bad thing. And the problem is, secondly, Joe Biden is not mentally very strong, and that's a kind way of putting it.
Brett Hume said straight out that he is senile. I mean, I was shocked when Brett Hume said that.
Well, look, just watch him. I mean,
I know.
We're not watching doctored videos, folks. This is Joe Biden, and I spoke to somebody yesterday who had talked to a. Now you know this. We have to be very careful here because we do. I mean, this is a man who's running for the presidency, and we can't just cast aspersions. But someone watching him, a doctor, concluded that he is somewhere on that spectrum of cognitive impairment, and it doesn't go backwards. You don't recover what you've lost. And the worst thing that happens is you are aware that you're losing your grip, and you become frustrated and have the kind of outburst that we saw yesterday.
Exactly.
I mean, all of this fits a pattern, and the pattern, I just cannot imagine that Democrats are simply going to ignore and deny what is visible to the naked eye.
And Jill Biden is seeing this up close and personal.
Yeah.
How does she deal with this?
You know, I mean, I've written about it. There's some pretty darn weird things that nobody really has looked at. I mean, you know, not that long ago, a couple of months ago, they were at a rally, and Jill Biden was introducing her husband, threw out her arms, and he was behind her, and he sort of took her hand and put it in his mouth.
Yeah.
This is at a rally.
Right.
Sucked on her fingers. I mean, it's so bizarre that, you know, I think what they're going to try and do, and what this is what they are trying to do, is hide him.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really doing a lot of press events. They're not doing a lot of public events. I'm sure
they're cutting down his time. They're saying maybe seven minutes at that, right?
Yeah.
So they're doing everything they can to protect him. I mean, Donna Brazile and the other talking heads for the Democrats are just saying, oh, that's just Joe Biden being cute.
Gaffes are when you make a mistake and you say to someone in a wheelchair, as he did years ago,
yes,
you know, get up and take a bow. Okay, that's a gaffe. That's, you don't know the information and you make a mistake. When you can't complete a sentence and you visibly lose your way, you know, we're all afraid of senior moments, right?
Well,
I mean, it can affect anybody. Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect everybody every day, and that's what's happening.
Well, it's that thing. You know that thing, right?
Oh, God. Wasn't it just appalling?
Yeah.
I feel sorry for him. I think he's a nice man.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, it would be, I really feel like this is just not going to end well at all. And by the way, I wrote a piece Sunday, and I totally think this is right. This puts enormous pressure on who he picks as a vice presidential candidate. Because in 2008, when John McCain ran, and there was this hint of problems because of melanoma, he decided he needed a younger candidate. He picked Sarah Palin, who proved to be totally out of her element, and he lost big time. This is going to be exactly the same thing. Voters are going to want to be reassured that whoever he picks as a running mate can be the next president. And I don't think people are going to be happy if he picks somebody like Stacey Abrams.
Well, or
a divisive
exactly.
You know, person who can really kind of roil the country even more.
Yeah, who says the voting last time still isn't over.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Yeah, it's that would be sad. The other thing is that we're seeing what happens with Klobuchar and with Buttigieg. I mean, what were they promised in order to clear the lane?
Well, I think Klobuchar actually makes a lot of sense for Joe. Again, I wrote about this over the weekend, but if you look at his favorability, the really extensive, like 200-page recent survey of his pluses and minuses, where he is weak is with whites and in the Middle West.
Mm-hmm.
And women are okay with Joe, and certainly compared to Trump, he's doing fine on that front. But I think if Klobuchar is his running mate, women will turn out because they're going to think, well, maybe she really finally will break the glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's going to help him in places like Michigan and Wisconsin, which he has to win.
Well, right now, 823 delegates to 681 against Sanders. It looks more and more that we may not get that brokered convention that some have predicted.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Sanders still has a lot of delegates, and certainly the next four states up, and Florida in particular, are going to go for Biden. But they're all proportional. So, I mean, he'll keep inching higher, even as Biden inches higher faster. I'm not sure Biden gets to 1991. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek here on Bill Martinez. Liz, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Always my pleasure. Have a good day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle. And no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration still pressing lawmakers to agree to a huge economic stimulus package to help American workers and businesses make it through the coronavirus crisis. But reports are some lawmakers are not warm to the idea of simply sending checks to Americans and pumping bailout dollars into the many sectors of the economy that are suffering from lost income. The Trump plan would give most working Americans $1,000 to $2,000. That is, more governors are ordering dramatic new measures to try to stop the spread of the virus. Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan banning gatherings of more than 10 people, and he's upset at folks who are flouting such orders.
Some people are treating this like a vacation or a spring break with parties and cookouts. If you are engaged in this type of activity, you are in violation of state law.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, we come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Jason Sneed, the Executive Director of Honest Elections Project, former Senior Policy Analyst at the Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation, is with us right now to talk about the risk of election fraud that we may be faced in dealing with this epidemic, COVID-19. Jason, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this. I mean, so much has been raised in the last 4 years about Russian collusion and interference, and if they actually changed a vote, Barack Obama assured the nation that the Russians didn't affect one vote whatsoever. But then...
you know, some other narrative and drama apart from that went on. It has cost the country millions of dollars and caused a lot of heads to explode. But all along, Jason, we've maintained that, look at, I think we're, you know, we're straining gnats here and ignoring bigger problems in terms of voter fraud that we know has been run rampant, even though we had an attorney general under Barack Obama who would insist that there's no such thing as voter fraud in America. And my response is, well, you say that, but why do people keep getting arrested and put into jail for voter fraud if it doesn't exist?
Well, that's an excellent point. You know, when I was at Heritage, we were actually compiling a searchable database, which your listeners can actually go to at the Heritage Foundation's website, a searchable database of proven cases of election fraud, most of which were cases that resulted in criminal convictions. But look, we have to be serious that there are vulnerabilities in our electoral system, and there are certainly people who are willing to take advantage of those to cheat to win. Sometimes it's they want to win their own elections because it's about power or prestige. Other times they want to advance their personal causes. But as long as there are vulnerabilities, there will always be fraud. And so we have to have policies in place to counter that.
Exactly. Well, this, you know, this connection or, you know, this presentation on the Heritage Foundation, we've been linking that on our website for the last year. I was just so impressed with that work because we need to keep it up front because look at the preservation of our free republic. The very foundation of it is our election, is it not?
Well, that's absolutely the case. And, you know, realistically, one of the great foundational problems of democracy is that it has to win the trust of voters. That's why we, you know, that's why we believe in the process so much, because the only way that you can actually ensure that voters have confidence in the democratic process is if there is a process for casting ballots, which is fair, which is honest, and which is secure. So people have confidence that their votes are being properly counted and that only the votes of lawful and eligible voters are being counted. And that really is why this issue is so important and why it's so unfortunate that, like so many things in our society, it has become such a hyper-partisan issue that now here we are dealing with a pandemic and we can't even move past politics of these voting issues.
Exactly. Well, people have been, you know, they've been outraged and saying, look at what is the problem with voter ID? And we've gone from a one-day election. Now it goes on for weeks. And you know as well as I do, the more time that is given, the more creative these people who want to, you know, work the system, it gives them more room. And then now let's introduce the aspect of ballot harvesting. Thank you very much, California.
Well, you're right about some of the problems that come with extensive periods of early voting, and there are all sorts of problems that stem from that. You know, not only does that create new opportunities, new avenues for people who want to steal ballots or engage in ballot harvesting, as you point out, where they go, you know, door to door and take absentee votes directly out of the hands of voters, and sometimes they'll tamper with them, sometimes they destroy them. We saw that in North Carolina. But there are other reasons why there are so many problems with this, too. One is if someone casts their ballot 3, 4, 5 weeks ahead of time, then, you know, oftentimes the ballot is rendered moot by circumstance. So a lot of people in the Democratic primary voted for candidates on Super Tuesday that 3 weeks later weren't in the race, and so those ballots were effectively wasted. So there's a lot of reasons why we want people to be voting, you know, preferably in person on Election Day.
Right. And so what are we to do here, Jason? What is the recommendation that we, the people, can do and get behind to where, as you say, that we can count on an honest and fair election moving forward?
Well, it's important that people be up to date on the circumstances surrounding elections in their states and their towns, to know what the laws are and to be aware of what policies need to be implemented when those laws are deficient in guaranteeing the integrity and security of the process. You know, I believe that every state should have a voter identification requirement. I believe that every state should be doing all that they can to ensure clean and accurate voter registration lists, because so many many people move or otherwise become ineligible to vote in an old jurisdiction, that many of our voter rolls are substantially out of date, and that needs to be corrected. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of policies like this that states need to be not only passing in cabal, but actually enforcing, and enforcing aggressively. And then, of course, they need to be investigating instances of voter fraud. And where prudent, people need to be prosecuted for committing it, because that sends a signal not only to voters that the integrity of the process is important, but also to vote fraudsters that they will not get away with undermining the core of our democracy.
Well, Jason, to your point, I bring up California again, because that's a perfect example where they have had people on their rolls, on their voter rolls, that have expired. They're no longer amongst the living. And when the state was asked to clear that up, and I believe it happened in a couple of other states as well, they were reticent to do so because, you've got the risk-reward element coming into play. The reward is worth the risk of them defaulting and not being compliant, because they know that they get government money based on the rolls of the voter list, whether or not it's accurate.
Well, there are certainly substantial inaccuracies in almost any time that whether it's a voter or an outside group pushes states to do better cleaning up their lists, there is a significant amount of political pushback very frequently, or in those cases in which states like Georgia are actually undertaking the effort to remove these old invalid registrations. They often face lawsuits to try to stop this. And that's really unfortunate. In fact, my group just several weeks ago sent letters to Colorado, Michigan, and Florida, letting them know that we had done some data analysis and found dozens of counties with voter registration rates that purport to be 30 or 40 points higher than national figures, in some cases over 100%, which we think is a clear sign that these states need to be doing more to clean up their voter rolls.
Well, as you said, the first line of defense is we the people. It's the people in these voting districts and the counties. It has to be, I believe, affected from the bottom up, not the top down. Is this what you're finding?
Yes, absolutely. We need people to be engaged in this space and aware of what's going on. One thing that I like to point out is that if you actually do polling on some of the election integrity issues, which are allegedly the most controversial, things like voter identification laws, for instance, you'll see that there is widespread public support. In fact, voter ID for well more than a decade now has consistently polled at 75% or 80%. That means that there are a large number of people in the political center and even the political left that want photographic ID at the polls. They understand why it's important, and yet their voices get drowned out by politics and by partisan activists who often will go to courts to try to strike down laws that are passed in their legislatures or passed by a constitutional referendum. So it's important for people to be engaged on these issues and to make their voices heard so that they aren't drowned out by other people.
And where do they go for that information?
We have a website, honestelections.org, and we're also active on Facebook and Twitter, where folks can find us at Honest Elections.
Jason Sneed, you got to stay in touch, buddy. We need updates. He's the executive director of Honest Elections Project. Jason Sneed here on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
This report is sponsored by Daiichi Sankyo and AstraZeneca. An estimated 155,000 Americans are currently living with metastatic breast cancer, meaning it has spread from its original location to other parts of the body. There are different subtypes of metastatic breast cancer, which can be classified by the presence of certain proteins. In HER2-positive breast cancer, too much of the protein HER2 causes the cancer cells to grow and spread more aggressively. 1 in 5 breast cancers are HER2 positive. Despite treatment advances, the disease is considered incurable, with patients eventually progressing on treatment. More options have been urgently needed. Now there's a new treatment available, The FDA recently granted accelerated approval of a HER2-directed antibody drug conjugate for the treatment of adult patients who have previously received anti-HER2-based regimens. This new medicine is a part of a class of targeted therapies called antibody drug conjugates, or ADCs, that are designed to selectively deliver chemotherapy inside cancer cells. Ion E. Krop, MD, PhD, Associate Chief of Breast Oncology, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, commented.
With this approval, we now have a drug available that results in benefit in the majority of patients in whom other drugs had stopped working.
Talk to your doctor about new treatment options and associated safety risks.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you know where to go, right? BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. All our podcasts, our great guests held there as part of our legacy and available for you absolutely free for the downloading and to share with all your family and friends. Good to have you with us right now, and it's good to have Robin Chambers with us. Well, I'll tell you, Robin does so much for Focus on the Family, especially when it comes to the issue of life. And we were going to talk originally about Alive 2020 that was just around the corner, but then comes coronavirus, right, Robin?
Right. You have to change our plans just a little bit.
Well, but that's okay. We're still going to need to promote life, later on in the year. Right now we're promoting life in terms of the immediate threat that the coronavirus is putting us on notice on right now.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's still lots of things we can do as Christ followers to serve those in our communities who need just a little extra help during this time.
Well, you know, and I was talking with some other friends. This is, you know, when things like this occur, this is an opportunity, as you say, for people of faith to really stand out. I mean, if you're freaking out and you're getting caught up with the rest of the world and you are, disconnected from the peace that God gives you and the joy that comes from, you know, being a servant and a follower of Christ, then you miss out on your moment to be that testimony that stands in contrast to people, you know, like Rudyard Kipling wrote about, if you can hold your, hang on to your head while everybody's losing theirs. If you're holding on your head and everybody's losing theirs, maybe for a moment they might look up and say, hey, what's different about you? What do you have that I don't?
Absolutely. And, you know, our team just talked about that in devotions this morning as we were praying for, you know, just our listeners as well as yours, those in our neighborhoods who possibly don't know Christ, and walking through that time of anxiety with them, you know, not in a beat them over the head with the Bible, but in a way, like you said, of sharing, you know, our faith is what gets us through this time of anxiety. And, you know, one of the things that our team shared this morning is 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. And verse 7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So this is a time for the church to really show that God cares for them through us as his believers, his Christ followers.
Yeah, interesting, you know, word fear and how many times the Bible says, do not fear, you know, be not fearful. 365 times for those people who have counted that, you know, for each day of the year, I guess that's a good reminder. And that this is a constant, you know, for us, that there are moments of fear that will come into our orbit. Here especially because anytime you turn on the TV, anything with secular media, it is just raising the fear level more and more. But again, see, that still affords for us, people of faith, who opt to trust and read the Word of God and to do devotions to be that standout. I mean, that's so obvious. It's like the blind man. You know, I was sharing with somebody last night. You know, it's the I was, I am moment. You know, I was blind, now I see. Well, it's the same thing. You know, I was like everybody else, losing my head, and I was freaking out. But I am because of Jesus, and I have chosen Christ, and I've chosen his peace that surpasses all understanding. And when that covers you, there is such a distinct difference that I think it's nothing, you know, you don't have to be in a, you know, some award winning an apologist or anything else.
Right.
You know, to me, you know, one of the most powerful testimonies in the New Testament came from the blind man. He didn't even understand. He just said, hey, I was, and now I am, you know, and, sometimes those simple, you know, words, not even a complete sentence, but sometimes just a simple word like that, that shows the difference. And it is so clearly discernible, can be so much more powerful than a lot of words.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's also, like I said, I love that, you know, keeping your head, you know, head about yourself during this time. And I just saw something from Pastor Rick Warren where he said, you know, we need more than positive thinking right now. Yes, that's great. That's great to have an attitude of positive thinking. Mm-hmm. But we need our faith. We need faith in a God who's in control when we're not. What a great reminder. Mm-hmm. We certainly are not in control right now. We've seen that in all of the things we've had to shuffle and readjust and reschedule. Lots of events that focus right now, but we trust in a God who has our best interest at heart.
Well, focus is so involved with so many aspects of life, whether it is life in its essence,
right,
and all the great work that, that you and your team do, and we have some time, I want to talk a little bit about the ultrasound efforts that that you continue to do and what a huge difference it has made in opening people's eyes, and particularly women who are pregnant and maybe surprised and maybe fearful because they wonder what the heck's going on, and they're dealing with a culture that says, oh, don't worry about that. We can take care of it. It's nothing. It's just like a tumor, you know, and it's easy to extract. And then here comes the ultrasound and you see a baby's hands and you witness
Absolutely.
A heartbeat, and it's like, wow, it's a whole nother world, isn't it?
You know, it's such great timing and talking with you this morning. I just returned last week from Chicago. We were at a pregnancy center that actually shares a parking lot with Planned Parenthood.
Wow.
And they were very deliberate, you know, in building there. It was kind of a culmination of lots of folks praying that, you know, what was interesting is they said they were praying that Planned Parenthood would go away. And it was interesting to watch God kind of turn that prayer and say, what if you came alongside? What if you were here with this? And so this brand new pregnancy center started, and I was talking with the nurse, and I just said to her, I said, why is it so important for you to have state-of-the-art ultrasound equipment? You know, because we get some questions of, well, why aren't you using the cheaper, older, used machines? And couldn't you do more with that? And she said, why do our young women who come in here deserve less? Right. Why do they deserve to have a used machine that might or might not work? And she said, Robin, I was just doing a scan yesterday on a woman who was 8 weeks pregnant. And she said, before I could even really get into the scan, she said, that little heart just popped up on that screen. And she said, you could just see it flutter, flutter, flutter.
Yeah.
She said, that young woman said, that's my baby has a heartbeat. My baby already has a heartbeat. And she said, yes. Yes, it does. And she had come in very abortion determined and even made the comment, I have an appointment next door.
Wow.
And she saw that baby's heartbeat and she said very emphatically, not a question, a very much an explanation point. She said, that's my baby.
Amen.
When she left, she had resources to help her carry that baby to term. She had resources for medical care and housing, just everything that she would need to help her through this really difficult time right now. But she left there knowing that child is alive, mm-hmm. that baby has a heartbeat. So that's so important for them to see that ultrasound and to know that that is a baby, that's not a compost out.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know from the movie Unplanned, and we have spoken with Sean Carney many times, mm-hmm. as you know, his organization, 40 Days for Life. And Sean, in a conversation with Abby Johnson, if you'll recall, you know, Abby had made the comment. This was before, you know, this was while she was still a director of that Planned Parenthood facility where Sean and his team would be praying every day. And she said that she had noticed that when people were outside praying, there were less abortions taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's very powerful. So now here you have a facility right next door. I mean, you talk about a billboard mm-hmm. for life. You have this facility next door reminding, you know, these women and I would say men. We have an increasing number of men. They're not just so totally disconnected, Robin. I keep supporting men in as much as what I am seeing is
Absolutely.
That more men are waking up and realizing, oh, my God, I have mm-hmm. participated in the murder of my child. And I believe it is still it's a bit of a silent cry still, but I believe we are going to hear the cry of Rachel, the male version coming out
right.
when coast
right.
to coast, the men across our country and around the world realize that they bought into this humongous lie perpetrated by the eugenicist Margaret Sanger, has gone on through the decades and furthered by Planned Parenthood. And, you know, really turned our world upside down in such a way that we just, you know, in the face of God's commands, we've told God, no, that's okay, we know better. And,
right.
You know, even though God says, look, there's a choice. You can choose life or death. And by the way, he even told us what the right answer was. I mean, it was a cheating test that he gave us because he gave us the right answer.
But
for some reason, Robin, we're just, you know, we have to, you know, as I say on the show, sometimes we have to fall off the roof to realize the law of gravity still exists, right?
I love that. Absolutely. Mm. You know, that's, we've often spoken about choice. And I said, you know, I want the pro-life community to reclaim that word. Why does the other side get to have the only choice? And I said, when you're given one option, that's not a choice. You know, and the pregnancy centers that we work with across the United States, they are very much about choice, and they give the information to that young woman to educate her, to equip her, and to make the right choice, and that choice is life. And when you go to a Planned Parenthood and you're given the option of abortion and only abortion, that's not a choice. Our young women deserve better. Our young men deserve better. Mm-hmm. And they deserve all of the answers, all of the education
exactly.
so that they can make the right decision.
Well, you're exactly right, because there's still so much hidden in that choice of an abortion, to abort or not, and all the other, you know, consequences that the women who have gone before them have experienced the real truth of it. This is why organically women are, you know, stepping up and saying abortion no more. She's the executive director of Advocacy for Children with Focus on the Family. Robin Chambers has been with us. Robin, God bless you. Stay safe, huh?
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on. And we'll keep you all in prayers for the next few weeks as we're battling together.
Amen. Thank you, Robin.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea
builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi.